We're going to shift to a federal topic, and we're very, very pleased to have Lyle Casey join us. He is the current clerk of the Fifth Circuit. He's held that position since 2010. He was with the court a couple years before that, so he's got a tremendous base of knowledge about that. He's currently chair of the Appellate Clerk Advisory Group, so he's intimately involved with a lot of rulemaking and procedures for the federal appellate courts. And we often say that we've been very spoiled down here in Texas to have such a fantastic clerk's office at the Supreme Court of Texas. I'll tell you from my experience that the Fifth Circuit clerk's office set that bar very high. There are tons of people who work at the clerk's office who've been there for more than 30 years. This is a little trivia question, and maybe for them, and because I feel like you're going to know it. So he's got a very long and impressive military career, and he spent 27 years with the U.S. Army Judge Advocate General Corps, where he represented the Army in front of 11 circuits. I assume that doesn't include a couple other U.S. Court of Appeals that are not circuit courts. Can anyone name one? U.S. Court of Appeals, not, here's a clue, not Article III courts. Federal Circuit is a U.S., it's a regular circuit. He knows it. It's U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Services. I suspect that Lyle is also can add that to his list. And then U.S. Court of Appeals for Veteran Claims. And somebody can best me if they know another U.S. Court of Appeals that is not a circuit court, but is an Article I court. So he's here to talk to us about everything you've ever wanted to know about practicing in the Fifth Circuit, including motions for extension of time. Lyle Casey.
Okay, I talk a long time. This is a two-hour presentation, and I have to make it in 45 minutes. So I need somebody in the back to start waving at about the 40-minute mark. You'll do it? Okay, very good. Stop. Oh, she's got the card. Stop. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Wonderful. We're on track. First of all, I am the clerk for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. How many of you have actually practiced in the Fifth Circuit? Do you do so regularly? So you're very familiar with my office. And I want to, first of all, after that, we do have an audience that's very familiar with the practice in the court. So I'll apologize if what I say bores you, but I do think that some of the things that I'll talk about are going to be of immense interest to you. The topic, obviously, is a few things attorneys ought to know about practicing the Fifth Circuit. And this is going to be kind of a hands-on, practice-oriented discussion of issues. And at the end, I'll get around to talking about some statistics and things that may be of significant interest as well. But first thing you need to know about the court is, what is it, right? We're the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. We handle appeals from all the district courts in our circuit, which include the three states of Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And in those states, there are nine different districts. We also handle all the federal agency appeals that come out of those three states. So we're very busy. You can see that the statute authorizes that we have 17 active judges. And we are full now with the investiture being completed. Judge Ramirez in Dallas joined us in December when she was confirmed by the Senate. We had our investiture ceremony earlier this year, and she's a wonderful addition to the court, an outstanding judge. You can also see that where our judges are located. They're located primarily in the three states, but they're not required by statute to stay in those three states. In fact, Judge Reveley from Houston for about 2 years had his chambers in Washington State. So an unknown fact, you don't have to reside in the state. And in fact, Judge Davis, who's a Louisiana judge, has moved his residence chambers to New Orleans, where his wife is from. She spent 35 years with him in Lafayette, and she said, it's time to go home. And he said, yes, ma'am. And that's the way marriages should work sometimes. At least in my case, it does. So you can see where the judges are and who they are, and the asterisks are the senior judges. We rely tremendously upon our senior judges to keep our docket clear. We have eight, and they can either take a full caseload, in the case of Judge Higginbotham, who really does, even though he's been senior for a number over a decade,